us now for a little bit to chat about what I think is a beautiful project coming up on the eastern side of downtown Savannah's historic landmark district is Come Shaw. She works with the Bryce Hotel and Pace Italian Kitchen there on the eastern end of town. She's going to tell us about a project that's coming up, a contest involving SCAD for a desperately needed downtown Savannah mural. First of all, welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited about this for a lot of reasons. Having lived in Savannah for a couple of decades now, we're going to get a giant mural, as I understand it, on the side of the Bryce Hotel. Is that accurate?
So it's actually going to be at the pool of the Bryce Hotel. So it's going to be those two white walls next to our mobile bar that is by the pool.
Very cool. So tell us, you've gotten Coca-Cola involved. Tell us kind of the origins of this whole, this development.
Absolutely. So the Bryce Hotel used to be a Coca-Cola bottling plant. It was the first one ever outside of Atlanta. And so having that rich history in Savannah, first I reached out to our local archives and I was like, hey, do we have any proof of this so I can reach out to Coca-Cola and see if they would like to be involved? And I got some amazing images from how we used to be a fire station and a horse livery. And literally it showed all of our history. And I was super excited. And I just reached out to their PR and marketing team and was like, hey, here's this really cool idea. We have a really great connection with SCAD. I'm a SCAD alumni. And if we can make this happen, it would be amazing. And so Coke immediately jumped on that. And they are going to help us make this come to reality. And so some of the basis of the project is it's for SCAD students, but really it's for all art students, because we just want everyone to, you know, be super involved in this like really cool local opportunity. They don't have to pay for anything. They literally are just throwing out their designs and seeing if it sticks. And so essentially the parameters here for the design briefs, all of our deliverables including the Coca-Cola logo, that has to be a must, right? They have to follow Coca-Cola's guidelines, which they graciously gave us. And then it basically just has to be super whimsical and fun and coastal and tropical. And it could be whatever they want it to be. It just has to include that one thing, which is the Coca-Cola logo and a little bit of our history. I basically created a couple can designs for us as well. So we have cans at the Bryce that have this really cool kind of motif that has like the iron rock gates and little nods to the secret garden. And so I was like, hey, here's some of these other design assets that you guys can absolutely use and be inspired by as well. But yeah, that's kind of the gist of it. And it's super exciting. It's two, like I said, it's two white walls right on either side of our mobile bar. Our mobile bar is called Daisy, which is super exciting. And she's also going to have her own graphic. And essentially that mural is going to live on the Bryce pool wall forever. We don't plan on taking it away. And we're just really excited to have something there, just kind of liven up that space.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't realize, some of the old guard might remember when it was the Mulberry Hotel before it was the before it came to Bryce. But you probably don't even remember that. But if you went into the lobby of the old Mulberry, first of all, it was old brass and 70s, 60s tacky, if you ask me. But there was pictures up of the history of the Coca-Cola bottling plant. I thought some of those would be put up around the Bryce to show the history of it, but that absent that, this is a great way to bring it back. Was it hard to find pictures of it as a bottling plant?
Yeah, honestly, I still haven't found any original pictures of the actual bottling plant. We basically got a lot of schematics, right? So we had all of the what is it called? Kind of like the city ordinances. And it basically shows the map and it literally shows exactly where the Bryce is and exactly there used to be like four different buildings and then turned into two buildings. And it showed that it was a horse livery over here and a Coca-Cola bottling plant there. And then it also shows when it became the Mulberry Inn. And so we have those, but I don't have any visuals of the actual bottling plant. Yeah. I would love to find some. I'm sure they're around somewhere, but yeah. It is kind of hard.
Interesting. That's interesting. What years do you know off the top of your head? What years it was a bottling plant?
Yes, in the 1800s, so 1860, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I had no idea. And like I said, I went through the Mulberry a bunch of times, read probably one or two of the pictures, But I didn't realize that when, I mean, that was Civil War time when you know, General Sherman was rolling through and wow, I didn't realize it was that far back. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So you guys have put out the word to SCAD. You're going to have students enter a contest, and there's going to be a big old unveiling of the winner that's coming up. What,
yes. Yes. So April 26th. So our deadline is going to be the SCAD Sidewalk Arts Festival to kind of give everyone a lot of great momentum. People are already going to be creating these amazing sidewalk pieces at Forsyth. And so we basically are just taking that momentum and we're pushing it towards creating something that could live forever, right? So that temporary aspect of creating those chalk drawings to, hey, let's put something on this wall that's going to stay there. And so the 26th, which is the day after the Sidewalk Arts Festival, we're going to have, or actually, no, wait, the day of Sidewalk Arts. So the day before, the 25th, that is the deadline. And then the 26th, the Sidewalk Arts. And at 5 to 7 p.m., we're going to have a dry mixer because SCAD is a completely dry campus. So we're not going to have any alcohol, just mocktails. And this is a really another exciting opportunity for us because, one, mocktails are kind of on the rise. It's very trendy right now in the food and beverage aspect. And so we are partnering with Ritual as well. It's Ritual Zero Proof. They basically create these amazing alcohol-free spirits. So they have gin, they have rum, and they have tequila. And so we're basically going to be creating these really cool, inspired Coca-Cola. Obviously, we're going to do a Coke and rum, right? With Coca-Cola and scatting, literally just infusing all of it together. And so that's going to be a free mixer for students and alumni to come and enjoy and one, explore the space, literally see where the mural is going to go. And that's going to be the contest winner unveiling. And so they will have a free night stay at the Bryce. They're going to have a dinner for two. And they're also going to go home with a really cool Ritual bar kit to take home with them as well.
Sounds pretty awesome. And as a SCAD alum, I can ask you, I hope share with you my thoughts. At any rate, we travel the cities and you see beautiful murals all over artsy parts of town, and they're like incredible. And Savannah's so desperate for that type of culture here. Are you hopeful that this could kind of spur people to say, hey, we want to do something like that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so shocking and really surprising that we do not have that here in Savannah, which is so interesting. And I think it's definitely a door opener for sure, just to get people to either spark the idea or just also, hey, like let the students use this space as their creative, you know, outlet. Yeah. And so I'm really excited for it. And I think it's going to be really cool.
How big, last question, how big will it be? Is there an approximate, I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be huge.
Yeah. So let me see. I actually just had the measurements right here. 14 feet wide by 10 feet high. And it's times two because it's two separate walls. So 14 feet by 10 feet. Yeah.
Gotcha. So will it be one continuous thing or two separate ones?
That's up to the student. We're giving them full creative freedom. Yeah. So it's one side, the other side. And if they want to connect the two, that'd be great. But full creative freedom.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very good. Well, we'll look forward to seeing. Hopefully it'll spur a lot more arts splash around downtown. I'm hopeful for that. Well, thank you, Komei Shaw, for spending a few minutes telling us about this development on the eastern end of downtown Savannah. I'm certain it's going to be beautiful. Good luck with the event, and we will see you soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jesse.